Yo guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another Scoreless Sports Podcast. Our boy Jalen couldn't be here today. He dipped.
He fumbled
the bag. But you already know, it's your boy Bladen here, and we got our boy Zach.
Yeah, what's up guys? It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute. But we're back, and better than ever.
Yeah, we're excited to be back, finally recording. Finally on a normal schedule for the podcast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, we're on a normal schedule. Jalen's on
his own schedule. We'll find out. We'll find out if he's on next week. We don't know yet. You guys will know when we know.
Yeah. Much. Yeah. All right. So, Zach, do you want to start us off?
Yeah. So, there was a post on the NFL Network, or sorry, the NFL.com that caught my eye. It was the Dark Horse NFL MVP candidates, right? It caught my eye for one person in particular. You'll find out as we go down the list. But basically, there was a lot of guys that were listed that he thought was going to be a sleeper for MVP. Starting out, it was Josh Allen. Just want to know, Blaine, what do you think of Josh Allen, potential MVP?
I'm a fan of Josh Allen. You know, Matthew's a fan of Josh Allen, too, but I think Josh Allen's a dog, but I don't know about a dark horse MVP candidate. But I don't know. I'm just saying, Josh, like, he's not Lamar, right? Like, you could have predicted Lamar could have had a breakout season. Josh Allen plays a totally different style of football. Plus, his offense is horrible around him.
Yeah, I mean, he got Stephon Diggs, which will help.
That's true. He didn't get Diggs, but other than that, man, like, where's their O-line? Who's their – is their running backs, what, Devin Singletary? Dude played rugby.
Yeah. I think the Bills are probably the favorite to win the AFC East right now.
Oh, yeah. I'd pick them.
Their defense is elite, probably the best, if not. Like, they have a top five defense in the NFL.
Yeah, I love their defense. That's why I play with them in Madden.
And I'm a big fan of Josh Allen, too. I don't know if he's a sleeper, to be honest, to win MVP. Because I feel like a lot of people are high on Josh Allen. And if the Bills have, like, if they go, like, 13-3 or 14-2, and Josh Allen puts up good numbers, like, I don't think it's, like, a dark horse candidate to win that MVP. I guess it's a dark horse in that he's not expected to win it.
Like, yeah.
But compared to some of the other guys on this list, you're kind of like, yeah, I don't really see them winning MVP.
Yeah, ever. Like, let alone
think about it. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So I don't know. This one's just not much of a.
It's like, does he belong on this list? Probably. But could you also just put him on like an MVP candidate list? Also,
yeah. Yeah.
All right. Number two.
Very high, but
number two.
Welcome
to the Bake Show, baby.
Yeah, Blaine can talk about number two.
Baker Mayfield finally might have a good coach. We don't know yet. Coming off two of the worst head coaches ever, Zach would be like, "Oh, but he played two games with Greg Williams, eight games with Greg Williams, and in those eight games, they were good." I don't know. But he's had two horrible coaches. We'll see if they can change things around this year. But I'm excited.
Is that all you have to say? That's all you have to say.
I don't think Baker's gonna win MVP.
This was gonna be a good cop, bad cop type of deal. But I guess it's just gonna be like normal cop, bad cop.
So I don't think Baker's going to win MVP. I think he'll have a much better season than he did last year. I think it'll be better than his rookie year. I'm expecting above 30 touchdowns, and I'm expecting maybe 10 to 12 interceptions. I think we'll see the interceptions come down, and I think we'll see the touchdowns go up.
I think the funny thing about this article is that this guy who wrote it had Baker Mayfield as his
number three. Yeah, I know.
Not number three dark horse, number three, like, yeah. MVP. Now, anybody who knows me knows I hate Baker Mayfield with a passion. Like, can't stand this dude. He's my least favorite player in the NFL. So, yes, my take is 100% going to be biased because I hate Baker Mayfield. This dude is a bum. He can't play. Okay, maybe that's a little bit too far. This dude is so overrated. Ridiculously overrated. He is like a king in Cleveland, and he has done nothing.
One of us.
He has done nothing to deserve
one
that.
Of us.
Like, you could argue, like, as far as, like, people or, like, figures in Cleveland sports currently, he's got to be, like, right next to, like, LeBron. And LeBron.
No, he's not next to LeBron. They're not going to make a banner of him.
Who would you put below him? Or who would you put below LeBron between Baker? You can't think of anybody. Colin Sexton, no.
Kevin Love.
No.
Maybe Jim Brown. Jim Brown.
Yeah, but Jim Brown's, like, not really
ancient.
Relevant. Like,
ancient.
Not very relevant right now.
Also,
I could see them putting up a mural of Baker Mayfield, and I'm not
going to
count. I don't
know. Okay, my honest view as to why Baker won't win MVP has less to do with him and more to do with the fact that we have two of probably the best running backs in the NFL. I say we have the best 1-2 punch at running back. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
And then we beefed up the offensive line.
I have a take that I'm going to say later that'll actually compliment the Browns.
Okay.
I have to say
that. All right. But we have great running backs. We beefed up the offensive line. Apparently we're going out to sign Jason Peters. I don't know why. And then,
hey, I would like to, you know, if Jason Peters wants to come to Cincy, like, we need all the help we can get.
The Browns are just trying to starve the Bengals of offensive linemen.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, you guys have either one or two as far as AFC North wide receiver core. Like, it's either the number one's either the Browns or the Bengals, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah. And then I'd say probably the Steelers are third and the Ravens are fourth.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just saying, you guys have talent.
Yeah. No, and we have three. I think we have four tight ends on the roster. I think we're going to be running a lot of double and triple tight end sets.
Yeah.
Because Njoku and Austin Hooper have already, like, they've been told to expect to play on the field at the same time.
Yeah. So I think it'll be interesting. I think it's funny how the hype is starting to gain for the Browns coach currently, like the new coach. And it's very similar to what I heard about a coach last year.
I don't know. That's why I don't want to get my hopes up, because, like, everyone was so hype about Freddie Kitchens, and I was just like, I don't know, guys. We might want to take a step back.
Yeah,
he proved to be horrible. Horrible.
I think it's funny how, like, Browns fans do the same thing every year. Like, you guys always hype your team up. Like the only years that you didn't hype your team up, I think, was when you went 0-16, the year you went 0-16, and the year after you went
0-16. Oh, no, the year we went 0-16, I said we were going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's you, but I'm saying, like, in general.
I literally bet someone $20 the Browns would win the Super Bowl.
Well,
and then they went 0-16. Nope. There was a point where we were 0-12, and dude was like, "Are you just gonna, like, pay me now?" And I was like, "Hey, we're not eliminated from the playoffs yet."
Never, ever, ever going to do sports bets with Bladen. Like I'm never Bladen. I'm not letting you get a bookie ever. You can't be, like, betting your money on this stuff, bro. That's a horrible, horrible take.
Nah, that was a great take. It just didn't work out.
But you know, Brown's Twitter has to be at like an all-time like toxicity. I think I said that right. Toxicity.
No,
yeah.
No.
You, it's horrible right now. It's horrible. I mean, like,
I've been staying away from Brown's Twitter for a little bit.
It's like, I just never seen like a team get so hyped for no reason.
I mean, right? We got Jedrick Wills, Jack Conklin, so the O-line should be good.
You have good players, right? But, like, you've been through this before, and it didn't work, yet you still keep doing it.
We just need a good coach. That's it.
I don't know. I just don't see, like you don't see Knicks fans being like, yeah, like, we're going, you know, we're going to be one of the top seeds. You don't see, like...
What do you mean? That's all I heard on Twitter after they signed Kyrie and KD.
I'm talking about the Knicks, not the Nets.
Oh, the Nets. Yeah. Well, no, because the Knicks thought they were getting KD, and they're like, yo, yeah, we're getting KD. We're going to win it all. And
yeah,
then they
but
didn't.
That's different.
And then
that's
they
different because then it's funny when it doesn't happen, right? If Browns fans were like, yo, we're getting, like, let's say you guys needed a quarterback. Yo, we're getting Tom Brady. We're getting Tom Brady.
Bro, I don't want Tom Brady. Tom Brady's like 43.
But I'm saying, like, okay, let's say, like, Pat Mahomes is a free agent. Like,
oh.
We're getting Pat Mahomes. We're getting Pat Mahomes. And then he just, like, goes to Pittsburgh. That'd be hilarious.
I'd be pretty pissed.
That'd be hilarious. So, yeah, Baker's not winning MVP. Sorry, guys. Don't get your hopes up. number three on the list. Former Ohio State Buckeye.
Jalen would love to be on this podcast right now.
Yeah, Jalen, wish you were here, bud. We're going to roast Ezekiel Elliott now because you're not here. Number
out of
three
all
is
the Zeke. Running backs to win MVP, it's not going to be Zeke.
He runs behind the best O-line, has a really good wide receiver.
Zach, spit it out. Come on.
Oh, we're going to have to blur that out.
Nah,
later.
This is explicit. It's explicit.
He has one of the best quarterbacks and best backup quarterback. Shout out Andy Dalton.
Top three O-line in the NFL, top 10 quarterback, and probably a top five receiving core.
Yeah, so, I mean,
there's top 10,
no way
top five,
MVP,
top 10.
Right?
No, literally Dak has a better shot at winning MVP.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, when I saw this list,
they drafted CeeDee Lamb. Like, they're trying to... to pass more. They're not trying to run more.
Yeah. I think Zeke, listen, he's going to get his, like.
Yeah, no, he's going to get
his. They pay him too much. Like, he runs
yeah.
on the best O-line.
He's getting minimum 20 touches a game. Like, that's.
Yeah, he's going to get his. But I just don't think that it's not going to be like Christian McCaffrey last year where he literally carried the offense.
Yeah, like, McCaffrey would be a guy that could actually win the Super Bowl, win MVP. But I guess this is a dark horse list. It's not like a regular MVP list. But still, I don't think Zeke has really a chance of winning MVP.
Yeah, I don't see it. I could see Dak winning it over him. Like, I think Dak's got to be more of a favorite. And again, this is dark horse, so maybe that's why they're putting him there instead of Dak.
Yeah.
Did you imagine Jerry Jones how mad he would be if Dak won MVP and he has to pay him in the offseason?
Oh, yeah.
You can't be like, oh, you're not worth it. Like, dude, this dude, he won MVP.
Yeah. If he won, yeah. No, I kind of want to see that happen now. The Cowboys would be screwed.
I think it'd be hilarious. They'd have to play, they would have to let him walk. They would play Andy Dalton because they can't afford him.
Play Andy Dalton. No, they would.
Andy Dalton would go on to win a Super Bowl because that's how.
That's what he does.
That's how it works in Cincy.
Yeah. All they do is win Super Bowls, right, Zach?
Yeah. Once they leave, they all leave Super Bowl. They all win Super Bowls.
Yep. All right. Number four on the list. I like this guy. You know I like this guy. Derek Carr.
A lot of hate, actually, on Twitter and stuff. A lot of people were like, Derek Carr's not going to win. He was an MVP candidate like 2 years ago, right?
2016.
Yeah, he was like an MVP candidate. Like,
I thought he should have won MVP.
Let's put some respect on Derek Carr's name.
Who won MVP that year? I don't even remember, but Derek Carr went off. They were 12-4. He got hurt. Like, hold on, let me pull up his stats real quick.
Like, I don't see, I'm going to be honest, I'm not very high on Henry Ruggs.
Neither am I.
Receiving core being, elite or whatever, but I could see, because Derek Carr's still a good quarterback.
This was his third season in the NFL, all right? He got hurt in week 15, right? They went 12-3. When he played, they were 12-3. He got hurt in week 16. He didn't play. He threw just shy of 4,000 yards. He threw 28 touchdowns and only 6 interceptions. He threw, what was it?
Man, he's not a bad quarterback. He's good.
63% complete. Yo, hold up. This year, they went 7-9, and he threw 4,000 yards, 21 touchdowns, 8 picks.
Yeah.
Dude's a monster.
He's good.
Straight up the GOAT.
So number 5 on this list is Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara should be higher than Zeke.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara should be higher than Zeke. I mean, his offense isn't as good as Zeke's. It's still really good. But the Cowboys are going to have, like...
I don't know. I think the Saints have a pretty good offense. Good. I think Kamara should be higher is because his quarterback can't really hold up late in the season.
Yeah.
Drew Brees is 40, right? Like, he's not going to be able to play 16 games at 100%.
Yeah. I think I could see Kamara winning it if he has like a bounce back year.
If he had like a ridiculous, like if he had like 1,500 rushing yards and then maybe like 700 or 800 receiving yards and then a ridiculous amount of touchdowns, I think he could pull it off.
And the Saints are probably going to be good. So
the Saints are always good.
Is his team going to be good or not?
They'll be good.
A lot of times the MVP just goes to the best player on the best team.
Yeah. But.
Number 6 on the list, Matt Ryan. I'm actually kind of surprised by this one.
Matt Ryan's interesting because in his MVP season, when they lost in the Super Bowl, he had one of the best offensive play callers in the league in Kyle Shanahan. But since he left, Matt Ryan really hasn't been back up there to really compete for that MVP. I don't know. I think Matt Ryan's kind of, I'm trying to think of who to compare him to, but Matt Ryan's a system quarterback, so he's essentially Tom Brady.
He's past his prime too, right?
I would say so. He's probably past his prime. His prime was probably when he won MVP.
Yeah.
And same with like the rest of his team. His team was at peak. That was the best the Falcons were going to be. That team was ridiculous.
Well, he still has a bunch of weapons on offense.
Yeah, he's Julio, Calvin Ridley still. Devontae Freeman.
It's in a tough division like that. A lot of it is how your team does for MVP. And I don't see the Falcons winning much, like winning their division or even making the playoffs.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, they have to beat out the Saints to win the division. The Saints are going to win the division. The Falcons could get number 2, but I think it'd still be tough for them to make the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, we saw with Christian McCaffrey last year. Christian McCaffrey probably should have won MVP.
Yeah, not over Lamar.
But his team wasn't good.
Not over Lamar, bro.
But you agree that...
Yeah, no, I think McCaffrey's probably my number 2, but Lamar was just ridiculous.
Yeah. I think if his team, if McCaffrey's team would have been good, and as good as Lamar's, I think it's a different narrative. I think it's at least like close, and it's like a question. I mean, it was almost a lock that Lamar was going to win MVP.
Yeah, once we got late season, it was pretty certain. Like, dude just otherworldly. Yeah. All right, number seven on this list.
I'm not surprised at all. I'm honestly surprised this is a dark horse candidate.
Yeah, I was about to say Derrick Henry, monster.
Derrick Henry had one of the best, or one of the most valuable postseasons of all time.
That postseason run he had was ridiculous. And really, he was just good in the season overall.
Yeah.
Like, people are arguing he's probably the best, if maybe at worst, the second best running back in the NFL.
Yeah, last year he had 1,500 yards, 16 touchdowns. Like, he's good.
Yeah, no, and he's a monster.
I don't really see this as a dark horse candidate. Because Todd Gurley won MVP a couple years ago. Running back. So didn't Todd Gurley win MVP?
No.
Or am I tripping?
No, the last running back to win MVP, I'm pretty sure, was Adrian Peterson.
No. That was the year. Who won MVP that year?
I have no idea. Are you talking
was
about
that when Mahomes won it? I think it was when Mahomes won it. Yeah, it was when Mahomes won it. I'm tripping. Why did I?
Yeah, no. A running back hasn't won
MVP
the MVP.
Finalist. That's what I meant to say. But yeah, like, I think it's hard for a running back to win it. But it's not, like, impossible. It's probably the second most likely position to win an MVP behind quarterback.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, maybe a defensive player, but they would have to have a ridiculous season.
Yeah. And I think if the Titans win their division again, or not again, but if they win their division, I could see him.
Yeah, no, if they win the division.
If he has a good year.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily win the division. I think if they were to go if they were to have a really good season, like 12-4, 13-3 type season, and he just goes off like 1,700 yards, it's feasible.
Yeah, because it's not like his offense around him is really that great.
Yeah, right? No, I mean, Ryan Tannehill.
It's not like Alvin Kamara, Zeke, where they're surrounded.
They do have who's their that one receiver they have, A.J. Brown?
Yeah, he's good.
A.J. Brown's a monster.
But he also has – I don't want to hate on Ryan Tannehill because he had a good year, but Ryan Tannehill is not that great of a quarterback.
Ryan, didn't he throw, 10 passes in a playoff game?
Yeah, like
– against the Ravens, dude didn't even throw, at all.
He's like Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't throw, at all, pretty much.
Hey, Jimmy Garoppolo has, what, 2 Super Bowls, though?
Yeah.
He's got the rings, which –
I don't think Derrick. I think Derrick Henry does not deserve to be on the
list. Here's an interesting concept. Does Jimmy Garoppolo deserve to be in the NFL Hall of Fame? He has 2
no.
Super Bowl rings.
No. If you can't throw more than 10 passes in a game, you don't deserve to be in the NFL Hall of Fame. In the Super Bowl, you don't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
GGs.
So number 8, they had Drew Locke. Honest, people got to stop getting it. So high on this guy. It's nothing against him as a quarterback, whatever, but with high expectations, if he doesn't hit those high expectations, people are gonna be disappointed. Even if he's a good quarterback.
He did play well late, in December. He played really well. And now I hate that they're bringing up the fact that they beat Deshaun Watson in college. It's who cares?
Yeah.
Dude, what, 24 now? It doesn't matter.
Completely different. It's not.
Yeah, it's not even remotely the same. Don't get me wrong, I don't think Drew Lock's bad, but okay. Being 8 on this list isn't so bad. I don't think that's a bad spot to be. But
I just think there's more sleepers than Drew Lock.
Yeah.
More guys more deserving of it.
Also, they're talking now. They somehow got Jerry Jeudy. I cannot believe he fell that far.
Yeah.
And then they got KJ Hamler. Like.
Also, they're in a really tough division. I mean, every team West, in that division.
Yeah, they got the Chiefs, the Raiders,
every
and
team
the Chargers.
In that division is like built like a playoff team.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, the only problem with the Chargers is that they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, but their defense is still really good.
Their defense is good.
Every team, it's going to be brutal. I think the Chiefs will win the division, but it's not going to be easy for anybody.
In there. Yeah, no, it'll be a tough division. The Chiefs are definitely going to win it. All right, yeah. Number 9. Oh boy. We going to talk
this one's
about?
Going to be quick. This one's going
to
be quick.
Yeah, are we going to talk about how
one
like
thing you need to say?
No, that's all you need to say is no. Michael Thomas will not ever win MVP. There's not
nothing against Michael Thomas. Probably the best receiver. One of the best
receivers. Yeah, I'd say D-Hop or Julio.
But
no.
It's not a wide receiver's not winning MVP.
Well, it's not even that a wide receiver's not. It's if a wide receiver's winning it, it's not Michael Thomas. It's going to be Julio or DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
Right, like, yeah. You're telling me if the Cardinals had, like, a ridiculous season, they wouldn't credit that to D-Hop and say, oh.
Yeah. If Michael Thomas wasn't even in the conversation last year, he's not gonna.
Yeah, like, dude, no. Like, don't get me wrong, he's an absolute beast, but no.
Like, I don't see, do you see, I don't see him having a better year than he did last year. And that's not to say that he's gonna have a bad year.
But
last
could.
Year was, like, ridiculous good.
Yeah, last year was pretty insane, but I don't know. I just don't see. Yeah, no, he's just not. Yeah, no, like, no. No receiver has ever won MVP. It's not the first. Isn't going to be Michael Thomas.
Yeah, it's just not like it's not feasible. It's nothing
it's
against
too,
Michael Thomas.
It's yeah, no, it's just almost impossible for an NFL receiver to win MVP because in order, like, if, let's say a receiver had 50 touchdown catches. That means his quarterback threw him 50 touchdowns. Him.
Yeah.
Right? So that means his quarterback had, like, 70 touchdowns.
Yeah.
The only way a receiver wins MVP is if he plays with multiple quarterbacks and then has, like, a ridiculous season. If Michael Thomas had the season he had last year, but instead his starting quarterback was, like he had the quarterback room rotating between Drew Brees, Taysom Hill, and Teddy Bridgewater.
Then maybe.
Yeah, then maybe you make an argument.
Lamar would still beat him out.
Yeah, no, Lamar was. Like, you would have to have, like, 2,000 receiving yards and probably upwards of, you would have to have at least 16-17 touchdowns, and then you'd probably have to have some rushing in there. Like, you'd have to just go absolutely insane.
You know what? I could see
with
it
multiple quarterbacks.
If it's like a Rover player, you know what I'm saying? Where like he's, you know, they're using him in jet sweeps a lot.
Yeah, like you like, but stuff. You'd have to do so much to win MVP
yeah.
at receiver, and Michael Thomas isn't the guy that's going to do that.
You'd have to do more than just run routes and get catches and catch touchdowns.
Yeah. You would have to lead the league in catches, yards, touchdowns, and then you'd also have to have rushing, and you'd have to play with multiple quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's what it would take for a receiver to win MVP. If Jerry Rice didn't win MVP, no one's winning MVP.
Yeah.
Like, nah, it's not happening.
Yeah.
All right.
So who do you think, like, who's somebody you think could win MVP that nobody's talking about?
That no one's talking about?
Yeah.
Well,
no,
I
not no one's talking about, but, like, who's your dark horse to win MVP?
Dark horse? Ah, that's tough. You know, like, okay. I like the idea of Derek Carr. I don't know if I trust their offense. Just, no. Henry Ruggs isn't good. I like Baker Mayfield, but I don't want to put my faith in that coach just yet. This is really difficult. You know, I know you're gonna say Joe Burrow.
I was not going to say it. Well, I was going to mention Joe Burrow. I was
I
going to
know you're
mention
gonna say
him,
Joe
but I.
Burrow. Joe Burrow could honestly win it. The Bengals would have to make the playoffs.
Well, I'm saying it's possible. I think he's a dark horse in the fact that the Bengals could surprise a lot of people this year.
AJ Green would have to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And you would have to make the playoffs.
Like, there's no doubt.
Like,
There's no doubt that
if
he
you made the
has an
playoffs,
insane amount of weapons.
he has the receiving core. He has no O-line.
That's the problem. He has the
Do you
receiving
have
core. He has
a
good
tight
running
end?
backs.
Do you have your tight end? Do you have a tight?
It's probably gonna rotate between Uzomah and Tyler Kroft.
Oh God, so you don't have a
So we're
tight
gonna have
end.
rotating tight ends, but honestly,
Wait,
Uzomah's not
okay.
bad.
If the
He's
Bengals are
just not gonna
smart,
be able
what
to
they'll
play
do
every
is they'll
snap.
ru they'll run double tight end sets and they'll just run the ball with Joe Mixon. And they'll try and keep AJ Green healthy as long as they can. And then, like, right around week 8, they're going to try and let Joe Burrow, like, go off a little bit. If they're smart, that's what they'll do.
Well, I don't think that's what they're gonna do. 'Cause I think, like, I don't
Oh,
want to
no.
be
They're
like,
just
yo, Joe
going
Burrow.
to let him go.
I don't want to be like, yo, Joe Burrow's like different cloth, man. But like he, like we've seen, like Joe Burrow's not the type of person who's gonna like sit back. He's not the type of player who's gonna sit back and just like let other people do. Like he wants
Yeah.
this. He wants the ball in his hands. He wants to make throws.
I get that. You know, someone else who I think could surprise the league a little bit is Tua and the Dolphins.
I could see it, yeah.
I love Tua, man. You know, the two rookie quarterbacks I love are Tua and Jalen Hurts. I
Yeah.
love Jalen Hurts, man. The
You know,
Eagles, I can't believe the Eagles took Jalen Hurts. They must have no confidence that Carson Wentz stays
Carson Wentz
healthy.
gonna stay out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame him. If my quarterback had
But you know
injury
what?
issues
You know
like
what? You
that,
want to
I
talk about
don't.
a dark horse to win MVP? If Carson Wentz can fix his injury issues, that's my guy.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
If
I
he
was gonna
stays
say,
healthy, yeah, I'd
I was gonna.
take him. They have a top five O line. Their receivers aren't great, but Carson's shown that he's been able to make them play well before. I don't see why he can't do it again. And I mean, they've had the whole like rotating running, like the revolving door of running backs. Like they have no problem putting four guys back, like that can run.
Especially
Their
because they're a good
defense is
team,
good,
too.
yeah, and they're well coached. If Carson Wentz stays healthy, that yeah, 100% my dark horse win MVP.
I was thinking like as far as like if we're talking about rookie quarterbacks, possibly Justin Herbert, just because he's gonna be on such a good team. Like you can't tell me you really think Tyrod's gonna start. How many games do you think Tyrod's gonna play before
How
Justin
many
Herbert
did
comes
he
in?
play in Cleveland? Two and a half,
Two and a half.
before they benched him.
Yeah. I'm gonna
They.
give I think he'll play like four games before they realize he sucks and just put in Herbert. Especially because that team is so good.
Yeah, that team is ridiculous.
And if Herbert comes in, because Herbert can sling the ball around. I
Yeah,
could
I'm
see
just.
it.
Oh, yeah. No, Herbert's gonna win Rookie of the Year. I'm
That's what
calling
I'm
it now.
saying.
No,
It's either gonna
Herbert's gonna
it
win
could
Rookie.
be
No, he's going to win it. Like
I
he's
think
gonna,
it's good.
he's gonna. No,
Are
he's
you talking
gonna
about
break Baker.
offensive rookie of the year?
Yeah, offensive. He's gonna come in and break Baker's touchdown record.
I could see him. I think it's between him and Joe Burrow.
Probably.
Unless.
I think Tua will be good. I don't know if he'll be great, but I think he'll be good. The Dolphins' O-line is just so bad. It's so
Yeah.
bad.
And they haven't really done anything to try to
I, bro, I
improve.
had the perfect draft planned out for the Dolphins. It was insane. They had three first round picks. They could have drafted Jerry Jeudy, right? Because he didn't even go until 15. They could
Yeah.
have, he was available. They could have taken him. They could have, what was their next pick? They could have come back around and probably got an O lineman, and then they could have drafted Jalen Hurts. Late in the first.
Yeah.
That was my. Because then you put Jalen Hurts and Jerry Jeudy back together. They were fire. Before, why can't they be again? Oh, that would have been. That would have been so beautiful.
another, well, the one that I had, the dark horse MVP that I had coming into the podcast, and this is where my Browns compliment comes in. I actually had Nick Chubb.
Oh!
I actually had
that. That's interesting.
I think if they do good, he'll get a lot of the credit. I don't think Baker will get a lot of the credit, or Odell, or Jarvis. I think it'll be Nick Chubb.
I think Chubb's going to get like 30 carries a game, and I think Kareem Hunt's going to get like 15. Like, I think we're just going to run the ball 40, 50 times a game. Honestly, yeah. we're just gonna lean on the O line, because if you know anything about O linemen, they love run blocking. They love run blocking, right? We're just gonna lean on the O line and say, yeah, we're just gonna run the ball. That's an interesting, yeah. No, that's very feasible. Is he not on any MVP lists at all? Like dark horse?
I've not seen him on any.
Okay, that's.
But I'm think I was surprised that I didn't see him on any, because I thought like. And you know I hate the Browns with a passion.
Yeah.
But I could see him potentially getting in that
conversation. The only reason I would say otherwise is because we have Kareem Hunt back there too. And I think they're going to try and utilize both of them.
I feel like Nick Chubb's going to get majority of the carries.
Oh, no, for sure. He's definitely the guy too. He's definitely like the number one back there. He's not, because we only have Kareem Hunt on for, I think, another year.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're going to try and sign him long term. I think this is a year where we're saying we're going to try and win it all. Like, if the Browns are trying to get, like, win a Super Bowl, this is their year to try and do it. Mm-hmm. Right? This is the best O-line we've had since 2014. This is the best receiving core we've probably ever had. This is.
So, that brings me to another point. You talked about Joe Burrow, and like, oh, Zach's going to think Joe Burrow. I actually think Joe Mixon is more likely, and this is like ties in with like the running back
thing.
Yeah,
that's, but it's a thing where like, if you guys don't run the ball, right, it could be a thing where like, you don't trust your O-line enough to run the ball.
Well, they ran the ball a lot last year.
That's true, but that's because you had Andy Dalton at quarterback. And really, you didn't even have Andy Dalton. You didn't even have Andy Dalton for most of the season.
Ryan Finley was horrible. Well, we had Andy Dalton for most of the season, but Ryan Finley was horrible.
Yeah, so Andy there was, Dalton, there Andy was a Dalton lot of times where like Andy Dalton was hurt.
Andy Dalton would have led the league in passing yards if he
was healthy. Maybe, the year. But no, I don't think. I don't know. I just don't see the Bengals trying to be a run first team. If they're smart, they will, but I see them trying to be like, okay, we got our guy. Let's just see what we can do with
and
him.
Granted, well, you remember when A.J. Green was on the field. That team was completely different.
I've said this before. When A.J. Green's on the field, he's probably the best receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
But he can't stay healthy.
Because I think it was 18 – they started out like 4-2 or something.
It was the same thing with Tyler Eifert. When Tyler Eifert was on the field, Pro Football Focus ran a stat on this. When he was on the field, he was easily, he always had the highest graded plays when he was on the field. He was the best blocker, best catcher, like kept run after catch. He was the best tight end at every facet of the game, but he just couldn't stay healthy. And it's the same thing with AJ Green.
It got to the point where we couldn't even use like, Tyler Eifert like in blocking at all, because anytime he'd block, he would just get hurt.
Yeah, like he can't play because he's always hurt.
Now, one thing I think is that last year, AJ Green was ready to come back, and they just told him to sit out because the season was pretty much done. They're like, just get back 100%. Like, there's no point in trying to rush back from an injury when we have one win against the Jets. Like, there's no point. But I think, you know, if AJ Green can stay healthy and
I gotta have Hella Phillips.
Joe Mixon's good. I mean, there's really not much Joe Burrow has to do on that offense.
There shouldn't be much he has to do. But that was the same thing with Baker last year. Baker shouldn't have had to do a lot, but they were constantly forcing him to do so much. right? We could have, we had two great running backs and we didn't lean on them. We could have
Well,
done what we should be doing this year, which is run the ball, run the ball, run the ball.
I'm also very high on Zach Taylor because he had Jared Goff playing at an MVP type level
That's true.
when he was in LA. And then he leaves LA and Jared Goff looks horrible.
Look, I'm not a very firm believer in the whole, like, what is it? Like the coaching tree thing. We're like, oh, this coach is good, so everyone who's ever coached under him is also good. I don't believe in that at all. Like, I think there's some situations of that being true. Like, I think the guy that works under Belichick, the Patriots offensive coordinator, what's
Josh
his name?
McDaniels.
Yeah, Josh McDaniels. I think he's going to be great if he ever leaves. I think Kyle Shanahan's great, but for some reason, he always chokes in the Super Bowl. It's just like his MO. Right, I'm the best coach in the NFL all regular season, and then in the Super Bowl, let's not run the ball. Like,
Yeah.
what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I think Zach Taylor's gonna be good for the Bengals because we saw like you watched games with me last year. Like
Yeah, I mean,
you
he
remember that
was.
Seahawks game week one? Like their offense was so
You
good.
should have won that game too.
We should have beat the Seahawks, but like you can't lie, our offense looked so good that game, and we didn't have AJ Green.
That's true.
I think John Ross could be a nice piece to
John Ross has to
complement the
prove that he
receiving
can be
core.
consistent. That's
He's
his
not going to be a
thing.
three down receiver. That's the thing.
He doesn't have to be a three
Regardless.
down receiver. He just has to be a receiver that when I put you in, don't let me down. That's all you have to just don't let me like I
Well, he's going to be the fifth best receiver on the team next year. He's going to be behind Auden Tate. Auden Tate's good.
Yeah.
T. Higgins is good, almost certainly going to be higher than him.
I'm not big on T. Higgins. I'll keep it real with you. I
Oh,
don't
yeah.
think.
He'll be, dude, it's John Ross. He'll be better than John Ross.
I'm just saying, bro. T. Higgins doesn't do anything all that special. He doesn't have a very,
Well, his
like,
catch radius is insane.
not.
That's not all he
Not
has going
really.
for
Look
him.
up his bro, his vertical isn't even that crazy.
But I'm saying, like,
His
that's all
catch,
because he's tall and his wingspan is sick.
I guess he's so he.
If you watch his college highlights, it's like you're watching AJ Green, but not a good route runner. If
Yeah,
you're being
his route
honest. That's why
tree
I'm so glad
sucks.
that he's going to be like training with AJ Green and
His
stuff.
route tree sucks. He's not that fast. He's not that athletic. He's just a possession receiver. That's all he is.
Yeah, but I think if he's under, if he's like learning from AJ Green, which AJ Green seems that he's like willing to help him out.
I guess. But think of it like this, right? When what pick did you draft him?
Draft from 33.
33. Imagine if you drafted Julian Edelman at 33.
I mean,
Like let's say Julian Edelman in college, instead of playing quarterback, played receiver, right? And he was like a decent possession receiver. Would you draft him at 33? No. I don't care that he's won Super Bowl MVP. He did that when he was like 35.
yeah,
And he
I
wasn't
don't
winning
know.
that Super Bowl unless he's in New England.
I will
Like,
say I think they drafted him. I think they could have gone better with a pick at 33.
yeah, that's
I
my
don't
point.
think
I
he'll
don't
be
think it's a
bad. I
I
don't
don't think
think
he'll
he'll be
be
bad,
horrible,
but
but that it's definitely a reach. It's definitely a reach for me.
yeah.
Because it wasn't
I just
just
think they could have
was
done
Justin
better.
Jefferson still available?
I'm
Or did
actually
he
not
go in
sure.
the
No,
first?
Justin Jefferson got taken in the first round, I'm pretty
Okay.
sure.
I was gonna say if Jefferson was still available and you took T. Higgins, that's a mistake. Jefferson's nice. Jefferson has nice routes. But you already know Jerry Jeudy's my guy to be the best. I still can't. Bro, the Raiders did this 2 years in a row where they took like the third best player at the position in like early in the first round. What? I don't understand them. I do not understand them. They took like the third best player available at that position 2 years in a row. Weird.
Find.
Like, who's
What
still
the
available
hell?
when you took T. Higgins?
Justin Jefferson went 22nd to the Vikings.
Okay.
Michael Pittman Jr. from USC got picked right after him. DeAndre Swift got picked the pick after that. Xavier McKinney after that. Kyle Duggar
You could
after
have taken
that.
Xavier McKinney. Oh, and you took. Oh yeah, no, that's not a. Yeah, you should have taken like a safety, a corner. Like you
We
guys
could have
need some.
taken Winfield from the safety from Minnesota, who's really good.
Yeah, like you had multiple guys you could have taken. I just don't understand that pick at all. Like I didn't think
Raekwon
receiver was your
Davis.
biggest need.
Raekwon Davis.
You see, it's not even like you.
Basically, they just said like we gotta take whatever we can get. Is basically what they said.
But
because
it's not even
like
they.
14.
It's not even like they went. They said, "Oh, let's just take best player available." He wasn't the best player available. Maybe he was the best. Maybe he was the next player available on their board. But in that case, who's your GM?
Basically, Zach Taylor runs the full team right now.
Okay.
Actually, no. Actually, yeah, because he told I don't know what he told Mike Brown, but he got him to spend money. He's goaded
he got
for
him
that.
To spend money.
He's goaded for that. We actually spent money in free agency.
Oh,
did we spend
amazing.
Bad money? Was Trey Waynes a terrible signing? Most likely.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. That was bad. How much are you paying Trey Waynes?
Let me look.
Isn't it like
I know,
3 years, $15 million or something?
Well, it's like we had good we had good young corners. There's no point in paying Trey Waynes.
Well, it's not even like, oh, well, he's athletic and he's young, so we can develop and get better. He's like 27.
Yeah, like.
This makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
It's like, y'all could have signed a free agent receiver and then drafted Xavier McKinney. But
oh
no,
my God.
you wanted
they
to.
They signed him 3 years, $42 million. Trey Wayne. That's horrible.
Oh my God. That's terrible. Oh, I'm sorry. That's so
That's
bad.
Horrible.
That's like
they
what?
They also signed Mackenzie Alexander to a 1 year, $4 million contract. Which isn't like
okay, that's not
horrible,
as bad.
Horrible.
Jesus.
They're
paying him almost $13 million a year. That's so bad.
DJ Reader got signed for 4 years, $53 million. Got paid, or got, I think he became the highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken.
Like DJ Reader, the highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL.
At least he's good. At least he'll add something to the team. Like, what
yeah,
does
but like
Wayne's add to the team? That's like nothing.
He's fast, but he's fast, so
he's
got to be
gonna play every down.
You drafted like a fourth string corner, or you're paying a fourth string corner $13 million a year.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah,
AJ Green's projected to make $18.5 million under the franchise tag.
Yeah, I was about to say they tagged him, so he's gonna make a ton.
Yeah, a lot of people are wanting them to sign AJ Green long term.
That's not
smart. I need to see him play again before I sign him long term.
Yeah, well, it's not even I know he's good, right? I wouldn't need to see him play again. I need to see him stay healthy. If he
That's
can stay healthy all year, sign
if
him.
If he plays a whole season healthy, yes.
Yeah. But if he gets hurt, honestly, if he gets hurt one time, I don't sign him.
Yeah.
Like, one time, I'm like, that's it. I don't care what it is. It can be like, I pulled a muscle in my back. No.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
especially because you have so many other options at receiver,
and it's not even that. There's a receiver from Clemson coming out next year. Have you seen this dude? He's a monster. Yeah. I can't remember his name. I saw him on Twitter. Bro, he's cold.
And I think Tyler Boyd's shown that he can be a number one receiver.
In my opinion. More or less, yeah. Probably.
Maybe not on like a good receiving core. He can't be a number one, but like...
Well, if you have like a slew of like... I think you can have a number two guy be your number one guy if your number two guy and number three guy are also number twos. Right? Yeah. If you had like three or four number two wide receivers, then yeah, you can have a number two be your number one because you have a bunch of other guys.
Yeah, like if he's on the 49ers, he's number one.
No, Goodwin is probably still my number one.
I would take him over Goodwin, to be honest.
And they do. Tyler they also Boyd's have Emmanuel Sanders. On. They also have Emmanuel Sanders.
I thought Emmanuel Sanders left the 49ers.
Oh, I don't know if he... Is he still there? I thought he was.
I'm pretty sure he signed with... Yeah, he signed with the Saints. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. The Saints are... Oh. That's different.
Yeah, that was a good signing.
I might be that... Hold up. Fantasy sleeper, Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
Fantasy sleeper.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know, Joe Burrow's got a... The worst thing that can possibly happen for the Bengals this year is not that we go 0-16. It's not that we pick number one again next year. It's not that AJ Green gets hurt. It's that Joe Burrow just sucks.
Yeah, if Joe Burrow sucks, you guys are... I know that's like that's in the back of your head. That happen. Is your biggest fear. That Joe is Burrow is just fear. Horrible.
Because, like, if AJ Green gets hurt, it's like, okay, he's probably, like, going to...
Yeah.
He's not very... I don't want to say he was going to retire, but, like, he wasn't... It's not like he's, like, 23. It's not like he's John Ross getting hurt every season. But if Joe Burrow sucks, we're screwed. Like, that's bad.
Yeah, no, because, I mean, I guess you could draft, like, Trevor Lawrence if you go.
Or Justin Fields.
Yeah, like, there's other quarterbacks next year.
It's like, oh my God. I don't think he'll be that bad. Like, I'm pretty confident he'll be good, especially with, like, the weapons around him. But I won't lie, in the back of my mind is very much like, if he sucks, like, we're screwed. Like,
yeah.
This is not good.
That's supposed to be your franchise guy, but we'll see.
Especially if, like, Tua ends up being good.
I mean, that's my fear. If Baker sucks this year, what are the Browns going to do?
Well, at least, like, the guys behind Baker in the draft suck. So you can't be like, oh, like, it's not like with the Bears where it's like, oh, you know, they could have picked Mahomes and Watson. No, they took Trubisky.
Trubisky, yeah. But, like, the Browns were going to take who?
Didn't people want them to take, like, Saquon?
Yeah, Saquon at one. Like, you don't take running backs at one. Really, the Giants shouldn't have even taken Saquon at two.
No, they shouldn't have.
Like, they still suck.
I guess, like, if you do... I guess if you're saying, like, oh, I'll do a redraft, Lamar would go number one overall.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but no one would have predicted Lamar be the best. Like, Lamar goes number one. And also, Lamar, his first season wasn't nearly as good as he was the second season. Like, literally, over the offseason, all he did was, like, work on his throwing.
Yeah.
And, like, he just got... He trained to become that good. It wasn't like he was like, oh, I was just good the whole time. How?
I can't believe they paid Joe Flacco all that. And he just sucked.
Joe Flacco.
He just sucks.
Running quarterbacks of the future, man. If you can run, if you're mobile in any way, you're golden. Like, people thought running backs died out. No. And also, everyone in the podcast, make sure... you keep an eye out for our boy Matt dropping a video later on. I don't know when he's going to drop it, but it's going to be about why running quarterbacks.
He said it's not coming until August, but yeah.
August? That video's not coming until August?
He said his first video is not dropping until August.
GG. Yeah, keep an eye out till August for Matt talking about why running quarterbacks don't get hurt more than pocket passers, because they don't actually take more hits. It's just people think they do. But yeah.
Speaking of Cincinnati Bengals, horrible jerseys. Since the Bengals have horrible jerseys.
Well, on the bright side, you don't have the worst jerseys in the NFL.
No. That belongs to the Best Buy Rams.
The Best Buy Rams?
They revealed their new uniforms Friday, I believe.
I don't even remember. It was sometime last week.
They're the worst jerseys of all time, in my opinion.
No, easily. They're so bad.
Like, before this, it was probably, like, the Jaguars, like, the, like, gradient uniform, or, like,
Those weren't even that bad. These look like XFL uniforms.
No, these are, I was literally just thinking about that. These are worse than XFL uniforms.
Oh, man.
The problem is, like, it's not like with the Bengals that they messed up. It's like, okay, well, pretty much all your jerseys have sucked because your colorway is kind of hard to make good jerseys. And yeah. Also, you're a tiger. Like, it's hard to make jerseys based on what the Bengals have. But the Rams had, like, some of the best uniforms in the NFL.
Yeah.
If not the best beforehand.
Like, with Eric Dickerson, those jerseys were hard.
Yeah, literally. Like, my problem isn't that they wanted to make it like royal blue and that.
Their jerseys have gotten worse over time. How does that happen? Almost every NFL team's jerseys get better with time. Theirs somehow got worse.
Well, the problem isn't the helmet, right? Because the helmet, like, they changed the helmet, but it looks fine. Like, it looks just like an updated version.
Yeah, no, the helmet is fine. The jerseys don't make sense.
The jerseys are horrible.
The numbers are so terrible.
Yeah, they would look good if they made the numbers normal and they got rid of, like, the little Rams patch or whatever. If they did that, they would look good. They would actually look good.
He really called them the Best Buy Rams. That's hilarious.
I mean, they are. They look horrible. When you consider the team that is going to be playing in the same stadium as them, just released probably the best uniforms of all time.
like
2 weeks earlier.
Imagine you go to a Chargers game, you're like, yo, these jerseys are hard. And then you go to a Rams game next week, and you're like, yo, what the fuck?
But, like, that's not, like, I know it's kind of silly, but, like, that kind of stuff matters, like, because there's people in LA who, like, aren't fans of either team, really, or just, like,
right.
They don't know which team to root for. If I have to choose, I'm choosing the team with the sweet jerseys over the ones that suck.
Right.
Probably the worst jerseys of all time.
No, those, yeah, exactly.
And I remember when the Falcons jerseys came out, I was like,
there's no way someone makes jerseys worse than that. And somehow they found a way.
Especially with the Rams. The Rams colorway is so good. Like, the royal blue and the yellow look so good. And they ruined it.
They found a way. They ruined it. You're ruining it. You're ruining it.
besides that, like, I mean, I like the Browns uniforms. They're nothing special. They just,
yeah, it's just the Browns.
They're like, yeah, we know we messed up with these other ones so bad. So here you go.
Yeah, the Browns jerseys.
And then the people kind of hated on the Buccaneers ones. I thought they were fine. They weren't anything special. I don't like the gray or whatever they are. Those ones kind of suck. But, like, I like the red ones. I like the white ones. They're fine.
And, you know, with the Falcons jerseys, I like the black jerseys. Those are good.
They're all right. I don't like how they say ATL on them.
That's a little weird.
The numbers are ginormous. Like, they take up, like, the whole jersey. The gradient ones are horrible.
Yeah, no, those are terrible.
Now, who else released new jerseys? The Patriots. A lot of people hate those Patriots jerseys.
I don't think they're terrible. The Patriots jerseys
I actually like them. Like, I think they look better than the old ones, in my opinion.
They're better. Again, they're better than the Rams. Like, it does, at this point, it doesn't. Like, your jersey can somehow. I cannot think of a worse jersey than the Rams.
You could wear a practice jersey.
And it would be better.
It would look better
than the Rams.
That also reminds me. The Bengals practice jerseys are nicer than their game jerseys. They look better.
That's facts. That's facts.
Because, like, you see that, like, you'll see pictures on, like, Twitter of them practicing. You're just like, yo, like, these jerseys are better than their game jerseys.
Exactly. Now, that's crazy.
I'm trying to think, who's the. There was, like, a bunch of teams. Let's see, we got both. Yeah, I can't think of any other teams that got new jerseys.
I can't think of anyone that has worse jerseys, so that's really all that matters.
The Colts got new jerseys. They're pretty much the same, just different font.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is if the Bengals do decide to get new jerseys, if they're going to suck like the Rams or the Falcons.
He said, I don't want them.
Just keep the current ones. Because they're bad, but they're nowhere near as bad as those ones.
Yeah, no. You can't
at least they're wearable.
That. Exactly, at least they're wearable. But other than that.
We just got a text from Jay. It says, how's the episode going?
Oh, let me see that.
So if anybody wants to know, Jalen, basically, we've been planning this for like a week.
Yeah.
He said, yes, like, we're recording this episode 9 a.m. Eastern every Tuesday is when we're posting.
Yep.
Got to get this down. Told him we were recording tonight. This man is on Xbox instead of recording with us.
Crazy. I got done with my TikToks through my Twitch stream and immediately got on Skype. And I was like, where is everyone?
So, if you got this far into the podcast, we're gonna need you to like hit Jalen with like something on Twitter. Like everybody tag Jalen.
Not a heck, bro.
What the heck, bro?
Everyone, just like, yeah. Well,
just tag Jalen. We'll start up.
What's his Twitter? What's his Twitter, Zach? I'm gonna find it. Just so everyone can tweet at him.
J1. I think it's J1K.
Is it J1KG? Same as his.
Yeah. I think it's J1KG.
Okay, so it's J-A-Y, number one, the letter K, the letter G. But,
We'll start a thread.
We'll start a thread. You already know the vibes. But,
We have a lot more stuff planned. This isn't just going to be a podcast. From now on, I plan on posting more content on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Look for that. I know Bladen's stream this week and pretty much every week is going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well,
or Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wait, I'll let you talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, yeah. So on Twitch, I stream Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. I also post TikToks like all day, every day on my TikTok. And both of those are just Bladen K. So
what,
you can find
what
me there.
Stream?
Basically whatever, but mostly, but like the game I stream the most is Madden, but then I also stream like Minecraft, 2K, GTA. I might even do a little bit of Destiny, so I'm a little all over the place, but it's a little something for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
It's really a fun time.
This Thursday though, the NCAA Football 14 Dynasty online Dynasty is getting started. You're not gonna want to miss that one. I know I plan in There's a lot of streams that I have planned. I haven't announced anything official like Bladen yet, but I'll be streaming. We'll keep you guys posted on that.
Are you going to stream Thursday, Zach?
Yeah, I'm streaming. I'm going to be streaming Thursday too during NCAA Football 14.
Cool.
We haven't
I'll stream that also. I'm going to, because I get my capture card, my new one comes in Thursday. So that'll be a W.
Look forward to that. Make sure you follow us on Twitter @ScorelessS.
That's basically it.
So, so we'll see you guys next Tuesday, I guess.
Thank you so much for listening, and you already know the vibes. Have a great rest of your week.